The day come, so the young man went in. So he says, don't leave too early, because in the early morning, the voice is carried very far. So try to get into that place about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That is when the carib was usually rest and chew their food. That means they regurgitate the carib and then chew that ready taut moss they have swallowed at the first stomach. And for that chewing action sort of keep them from hearing the distance. And this is what this old man understand. And he says, that's when you should try to get there. Just when those caribous are sitting, digesting their food. Because they will sit there, he says, for about 2 to 3 hours. And you must try to sneak upon them at that time. So the young men do what they were told, and they went to look very carefully. Sure enough, exactly as the old man has said, there were caribous there. Nobody says how many were there, but there were enough. So they followed this instruction and everything, precisely the wind direction, and exactly where they can approach, and how they should approach. And this was a long time ago. There was no guns. Though they had the crude equipment to use, they have bow and arrows. They have what they call slings with those stones, whatever that is. And then they also have what they call an arrow thrower. It's something that they have in their hand with the stick, which they can throw the arrow instead of a bow. Because the bows cannot be used when it's cold. It will burst. But there were certain places that people sitting, more like into the place where the caribou is going to be chased into. And there were two men sitting there in a hidden place where they could keep warm their arrow in the small open fire so they can shoot at least once or twice if it's possible. And that's what they do. So they were able to kill the caribou. Most all of them, because they have organized very skillful way to keep the caribou within the area, and the arrow shooters can keep shooting the caribous, and they were able to get quite a few, and therefore they were safe for the rest of that winter, for at least the duration of this February and March, they were able to survive at that time until the caribou meat dwindled down again that they have to move. So it was in that time, there was a month of April, by the time they ran out of food again. They spent during the 2 months in there where they had shot the caribou and eaten all of it, every piece of everything. And it was when the food was going almost gone, that they would have to move. And the old man said, yes, it's going to be hard for you to return to your regular hunting ground because we have traveled so far distance. Then I suggest that you leave me here. I am now unable to hold you back, and if you carry me, it may be so too much of a burden for you, and your children will get hungry. And therefore, I request that you leave me here. And all you have to do is make me a teepee that is going to be strong enough to withhold the wolves or wolverine or any other animal that may come later to steal my body. So temporary to hold my body until it's decayed away. And leave me, and then go on your way to survive, and so the children can live. This was the month of April, and he says you have to get there before the water holds you back, that you may get stuck somewhere. So he was asking for him to be left behind, right there in that winter where he had instructed his clans to survive.